This is one of the most powerful gospels in all of the gospels. What Jesus did in this story today with the woman, just one of the most powerful things. And it's not just about, it's much more than just casting stones, not casting stones at people. It's about sin and great shame. And that Jesus shows us, you and me, through the woman today, that we have a Father who does not condemn us, but who loves us without shame. The love that you guys are talking about all night with Edge, that love is what you find right here. That's the love that's here. I think shame is something we've all experienced. I remember when I was about your guys' age, I was doing pig chores with my brother and my dad, and I said some kind of off-color joke to my younger brother about the pigs or something like that. And then I realized that my dad heard. And he didn't exactly hear, but he heard something that had gone on. And I was so ashamed. And my dad was also a disciplinarian. I was getting to that age of being a little bit rebellious towards him. And so I also hardened my heart to my dad. And so I wouldn't tell him what I said. He's like, "What'd you say?" And I wouldn't say a thing. I just clammed up. He's like, "Fine, you go sit over there. And when you're ready, you tell me." And I sat there. They finished chores. They went back to the house. I sat there. And it wasn't until over an hour later when he came back out and I was frankly getting cold because it was outside and getting night that finally I opened up. And when I told him, I started crying. And looking back, I realized that I was just so ashamed to tell him what I'd said. To be honest, my dad also just didn't know what to do with me. You know, he didn't know how to talk to me and to say, "Let's talk about this," right? So that I wasn't so ashamed. And I hardened my heart and I just refused to go there even. Shame is such a powerful emotion in our lives. We have so much shame at times from the things that we've done, maybe even years ago, the things that were done to us. It's not the voice of God. Shame is not the voice of God speaking to us. It's the voice of the enemy trying to keep us from God. It makes us do all kinds of things, doesn't it? But above all, what shame does is it makes us hide. We want to hide in our shame. We don't want anyone to see it, whatever it was, and we hide ourselves, frankly. And this goes all the way back, right? Adam and Eve in the garden. After they sinned, what did they do? They hid from God out of shame. So something so deep in us, right? How often do you maybe think that you can't even go pray because you're so ashamed of something you did? I screwed up. And I can't even, how many people feel like they can't even turn to God because of it? How many people maybe stay away from church because they're ashamed? Because they think, "Well, if I come back, what are people going to think? How am I going to be judged there?" I think the main thing that keeps us from, most people from going to confession is shame. I don't want to say those things out loud. I'm too ashamed to say it to the priest. And then all the fear that comes with that. You know, sometimes in the church, kind of like me and my family, that maybe you had a similar experience yourself growing up, but in the church, also, we can sometimes feel the need to be perfect, that somehow we're supposed to be perfect here. We have such high standards, and we do. Jesus gave us very high standards. But then I think that, so that means I have to get everything right all the time, or else I'm not good enough to be here. A little thing, it doesn't surprise God that you fail, okay? God is not surprised by this. He created our humanity. Jesus became, he knows our faults, he knows our weakness from the inside. God is not surprised that you have not lived a perfect Lent, okay? It's okay. He knows it. We can feel such a weight and a burden in it, such shame. But I want you to notice that in our gospel, the one who gets to stay with Jesus is the woman who committed adultery. Everyone else left. She's the one who remained and got to hear him say those words, "I neither do I condemn you. Now go and sin no more." She's the one who actually belonged. This is where we belong. God not only wants to forgive our sins this Lent, he wants to take away our shame. You know, there's another story from a movie, The Cinderella Man, if you've ever seen it. In that movie, it's about a poor family, kind of depression days. And the father comes home, and the son has stolen a thing of sausage from the meat shop. And he walks in, and the wife says, "He stole this from the meat shop," and he won't say a thing. He had just clammed up, kind of like I did, right? Wouldn't say a thing. First of all, the son needed the father's authority. He needed the dad to come home. And the dad looked at him and he said, asked why he did it. He just wouldn't say a thing. He said, "Pick it up, let's go." The son picked it up. He went with his dad. They went back to the butcher shop. He made him hand it back to the butcher, explain what he had done. And then he gave him space. It shows them coming out of the shop and walking back home. And you can see the son almost walking a bit taller, because in a sense, the father had already taken away the shame. He'd kind of set right what he'd done wrong. But then he just gives him space. And finally, the son opens up. And he tells his dad about his friend, that their family was so poor, they didn't have anything to feed them. So they had to send him off to their uncle's place up in New York somewhere. And all of a sudden, his dad gets it. He knows what's going through this kid's heart. And he looks at him, and first he reaffirms the law. He says, "No matter what, though, son, we never steal." And he made him promise that he would never steal again. The son said, "I promise." And then he got down to the kid's level, face to face. And he said, "And I promise you that I will never send you away." And he melted. He just started crying. He just melted and hugged his father. His dad understood, and he loved him. He was able to not only set right what was done wrong, but to take away his shame and the fear. He was so afraid. It's a really good way to look at our gospel, kind of from that lens. We hear these stories so often, but to really get inside of what was happening there. What went wrong in the gospel? The woman sinned. She broke God's law. In a very serious way, right? But she was also caught in such shame. Can you imagine the shame? She was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Caught. Like, can you imagine? I can't imagine how she must have felt. And then drug out and put here in front of the whole crowd in the temple. No place else. Just the great shame she must have felt. And the fear. Because the law said she was to be stoned to death. That was the law. That's what they were supposed to do. But what does Jesus do instead? Jesus shows something new. He shows her the fatherhood of God. That, yes, the commandment, the law remains. But then he shows that the Father is compassionate. That the Father has compassion on us. That he does not condemn us, and he loves us without shame. Can you imagine how she felt when Jesus said, "Let the one without sin throw the first stone"? And slowly they walked away. That she wasn't somehow worse than everybody else. They weren't somehow better than her. And then when Jesus said those words, "Woman, neither do I condemn you." I mean, just let it go. Spoken with the Father's authority. Forgiveness. with no shame and restored. And then he says, now go and sin no more. Notice the law still remains. Sin no more. But it's not a problem for her anymore because she's been restored. She's been restored to her dignity as the daughter of God. And she knows it. And she walks away. My dear children, when you enter the confessional, that's what you meet. That fatherhood of God meets you there. Confessional is, Pope Francis said, it's not a torture chamber, okay? It's where you come face to face with the Father's love that does not condemn and that loves you without shame, that takes away your shame and restores your dignity as his beloved son, his beloved daughter. You see, without confession, we come here and we encounter Christ here. We hear the readings. He's here welcoming you. We listen to the homily. And don't get me wrong, I'm not downplaying this at all. You know I like to preach. And you know I love the Eucharist. But yet, we still miss the part where we become vulnerable before the Father in our shame. And that the Father gets down to our level, face to face, and speaks directly to you with such love and tenderness. And says to you, I absolve you of your sins. Neither do I condemn you. Spoken with the authority of the Father. Tuesday night, we're going to have a night of mercy here. We're going to have adoration. The same Jesus who is there is here. We'll be with you. We'll have some music just to help your prayer set the stage. And then we'll have multiple confessions of priests available to hear your confession, so that you can come and experience not only the forgiveness of your sins, but that the Father also wants to take away your shame and your guilt and restore you to your dignity as his beloved children. That with the Father's authority, the priest says to you, your sins are forgiven. Go in peace. Thanks be to God.